We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, optimistic viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. For all Astra and Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponders, please use the downlink perimeters as follows. Astra at 19.2 degrees east, transponder 1068, frequency 11778, polarization, vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 92, frequency 12558, polarization, vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Astra and Hotbird transponders starting September 1st, 2011. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponders. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Astra and Hotbird transponders at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band, and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankverong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendo Sad. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJ Sat. In Chang, Channel 44 on Orbit Sat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on Vizio Sat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV.
In Bogota, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatzú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatzú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Scotland donates more than $815,000 for relief aid to nations in East Africa. In hero news, an Australian artist is saved from a fire by his alert canine companion. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 26th, respected Iranian scientist Dr. Akbar Adibi is remembered. Born in 1939 in Songar, Iran, he passed away on this day in 2000. Dr. Adibi is considered the father of electronics and VLSI in Iran. VLSI, or Very Large Scale Integration, is a type of process used to make devices such as microprocessors. In 1978, Dr. Adibi created Iran's first solar cell, made valuable contributions to society such as those of Dr. Akbar Adibi, help our planet to become more flourishing and sustainable.
Flying news. Rains deluge Nepal and India. Incessant monsoon rains and resulting landslides claimed the lives of 8 people in Nepal as of Tuesday, August 23rd. 5 youths perished and 3 were injured in Rukum district when a landslide swept away 2 homes on Monday night, while 3 children also lost their lives to landslides in neighbouring Salyan district on Tuesday morning. 4 other family members were rescued alive. Landslides destroyed homes in Jajarkot district as well, with police saying that blocked roads were hindering rescue efforts. In neighbouring India, heavy rains in parts of the northern and eastern states of Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, and Bihar triggered flood-like conditions in over 150 villages across at least 35 districts on Wednesday. According to reports in the Times of India, major rivers swelled and 70,000 people were evacuated in one district of Bihar state alone, as power and water supplies were interrupted in other areas.
When heavy rains affected northern India and Nepal earlier in August, Supreme Master Ching Hai had conveyed her sympathies and loving prayers as she requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is needed, saying that emergency funds are available. She also asked that they go, if possible, to assist the most desperate.
Our gratefulness for the response of the rescue personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt concern. May such weather intensities be lessened as we more kindly care for one another and the ecosphere.
Powerful quakes jolt Indonesia, Peru and Vanuatu before dawn on Tuesday, August 23rd. A 6.0 magnitude earthquake struck southwest of Indonesia's Sumatra Island, its epicenter 315 kilometers west of the nation's capital, Jakarta. In Latin America, on Wednesday, a major temblor, measuring 7.0 on the Richter scale, rumbled deep beneath eastern Peru, near the border with Brazil.
The quake was centered 82 kilometers north of Coronel Portillo Province's Pucallpa, where telephone lines and electricity were temporarily cut off, and was also felt in Ica Province. The tremor was soon followed by a magnitude 5.3 aftershock. The South Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu then experienced a strong 6.2 magnitude earthquake on Thursday, 79 kilometers southwest of Port Vila.
Fortunately, none of these events resulted in significant damage or casualties. Thank heaven for the safety of those in the quake-hit regions. May such disturbing events be averted through our more eco-caring actions as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organisations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Trời hứng lưu.
cứ từ muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc hùng hoan.
Này tim hỡi, thôi hãy ngừng tổn thức, cho hồn ta an nghỉ những đêm dài. Lệ như khô và lòng không tiếng nói, khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lấp lái. Này tim ta thôi hãy ngừng rên rỉ, như côn trùng quằn thắt giữa hàng đông. Hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ, và một ngày thế giới biến đào nguyên.
Bừng tỉnh dậy anh ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, bước hiên ngang trên biển cả sông dài. Hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc hùng hoan.
Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới.
Go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 516. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Ukraine. Thousands marked the 20th anniversary of their country's autonomy in the capital city Kiev on Wednesday, August 24th, by protesting the trial and current detention of former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko.
India. Activist Anna Hazare's health was noted to be deteriorating on Thursday as he entered the 10th day of a hunger fast to protest corruption and call for a monitoring organisation with power to examine all levels of government. Although Prime Minister Manmohan Singh and parliamentarians conveyed agreement for the establishment of such an organisation, Mr Hazare said he would not end his fast until the assurances are placed in writing.
Libya. On Wednesday, National Transitional Council Chairman Mustafa Abdel Jalil announced the vision of a democratic Libya with elections to be held for April 2012, as well as the rebuilding of a country of united brethren. Chad and Burkina Faso joined in recognition of the council as the legitimate government of Libya. Meanwhile, General Khalifa Mohammed Ali, the country's second most senior intelligence official, announced his defection as he declared allegiance to the National Transitional Council, while Colonel Gaddafi's cousin, Ahmed Gaddaf al-Dam, urged fellow Libyans to abide by the unity calls of the council, along with respecting the law and avoiding bloodshed. Media report. Alkasha shares about the making of the Real Love musical ahead of this Saturday's world premiere of The Real Love, a unique original musical inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry and her true story. The station KCAL TV, owned by the US-based CBS Television Network, Los Angeles, invited one of the musical's composers, two-time Oscar winner Al Kasha, to share more details about the event.
And Oscar-winning composer has given life now to a brand new musical.
These are rehearsal scenes from The Real Love. It features Tony Award-winning performers. Al Kasha helped write The Real Love. He won an Academy Award for his song, The Morning After, from The Poseidon Adventure. Al is here to tell us more about the musical and where you can experience it. Let's talk about it.
We'll be at the Civic in Pasadena, and we're sold out. We want everyone to come anyway. And Bill Begley, Ed Begley, forgive me, is going to be the host. Cloris Leachman will be there. And it was my idea to come up with a musical because it has the traditions of all great musicals. The Madame Supreme Master, Chiang Hai, and her life is that she was Vietnamese. She fell in love with a German, but she felt her calling was to speak to the world about love and peace in the one world. And all great musicals have that story.
Based on a true story, right?
It's based on her true story. So I said, okay, Al, if you want to write a musical, and we have other composers, Bill Conti, who wrote Rocky, and we have David Shire, who wrote Baby for Broadway. So we have a really good show, and we hope everyone comes and shows up.
Boy, that's quite a writing staff you got there. Those are no small hitters there.
No, all of us are Oscar winners. And the other extra thing is Don McLean will be performing, who did Bye Bye Miss American Pie, and his other hits, Vincent, and his many other hits.
Starry Night.
I'm thrilled to be involved in this.
Now, how did you come together with this story?
They came with the story, and if you look at Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals, which this is as a natural, Sound of Music, The King and I, and South Pacific are all the same musical. Oscar Hammerstein said two separate worlds come together. Our Lady, the Master Supreme, is from Vietnam. She falls madly in love with this German man, and but feels her calling is to talk about peace and love and the world and being a vegan, eating correctly. And she's now on 50 platforms throughout the world. And I said, let me write a musical about it. And other fine composers like Bill Conti and David Shire.
Yeah, looking at the list, and you got Tony Award winners, you got Golden Globe
winners, Oscar winners.
The list goes on. It sounds like a wonderful thing. Thank you so much.
Everyone come, please.
Where can we see it?
We could see it at the Civic Auditorium in Pasadena.
I love to sit on the riverbank.
Our appreciation, KKLTV and CBS Los Angeles, for your supportive coverage of Supreme Master Television's two-part anniversary celebration. We also thank respected composer Al Kasha for initiating this moving production, especially with guest of honor and the musical's inspiration, Supreme Master Ching Hai. May this live broadcast celebration Saturday bring upliftment to all involved.
Save our planet. As a heat wave hits central Europe, record temperatures are being seen in places like Sion, Switzerland, which has registered 35.4 degrees Celsius, and in Austria, where temperatures of up to 38 degrees are making the month of August 2011 the hottest on record since weather records began in 1767.
Save our planet. Scientists say that water from ice melting in Greenland and Antarctica appears to be altering the Earth's gravity field as the mass that was once concentrated as frozen ice at the North and South Poles is now flowing into the oceans and collecting around the equator.
Charlie the Chipmunk, and I live naturally on a plant-based diet. Today I have an eco-friendly tip on a green alternative to prepackaged baby wipes, which end up in a landfill due to their chemical and plastic content. You can make your own by preparing a mixture using 2 tablespoons of vegan baby shampoo, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and 2 cups of water. Pour this over 15 to 20 baby face cloths, flannel squares, or washcloths, and store in a container. You can also keep the mixture in a spray bottle to be used with a dry cloth. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from the United States, residents of Chicago, Illinois give enthusiastic reviews of the fabulous taste of Loving Hut vegan cuisine. At a popular event at Grant Park, one of the city's most prominent parks, our association members, Loving Hut Stand, served a variety of delectable dishes to Chicagoans. Loving Hut is a worldwide franchise of restaurants which support the caring ideal of Supreme Master Qinghai in providing everyone the opportunity to enjoy nutritious, cruelty-free meals.
The Noble Burger is beautiful. It's delicious beyond words.
I love it. I love Loving Huts all around the world.
Loving Hut is delicious.
It's healthier to eat at a place like Loving Hut that are they're organic, they're vegan, they're great, they're fantastic. The food is awesome. And I'm really thinking about becoming a vegan after this.
The number one benefit is the peace and the love that a vegan diet brings to the planet.
Heaven's blessings, Chicago residents. May all realize we have everything to gain by choosing veganism, the lifestyle which can bring about a paradise on earth.
In humanitarian news, Scotland donates more than $815,000 for relief aid to nations in East Africa. The funds are to be allocated to Scottish humanitarian organizations working in the drought-affected countries of Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, and South Sudan. Our sincere appreciation, Scotland, for your generosity. We pray that your assistance reaches and helps many brethren to brighter tomorrows with God's blessings. Up next on Noteworthy News, Gypsy the Canine saves the life of his caregiver by alerting him of a fire. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. Stay tuned for more caring news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gratifying news for a satisfied world. In hero news, a grateful artist is saved by Gypsy, his canine companion. Mr. Andre Oshmans was sleeping in his home in Christie Downs, a suburb of Adelaide, Southern Australia, at about 11:30 p.m. one night when he was awakened by Gypsy's barking. Through an opening in the curtain, Mr. Oshmans saw that his car and travelling van were on fire, and the blaze was reaching the eaves of his house. Mr. Oshmans called the firefighters, who immediately arrived and put out the blaze. Mr. Oshmans said, "There's no doubt Gypsy saved my life. Bravo, Gypsy, for your intelligent and timely action. We are so happy that you and your beloved caregiver, Mr. Andre Oshmans, are fine. May you have many more wonderful years enjoying each other's blessed company."
Let's enjoy some lighthearted humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Invisible.
A psychiatrist's secretary walked into his study and said, "There's a gentleman in the waiting room asking to see you. He claims he's invisible." The psychiatrist tells the secretary, "Go and tell him I can't see him."
And now for our viewers' heartlines on A Day in the Life of an Israeli Jewish Family. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Enlightening, shalom, peace to all. Paul from USA.
Very informational. Family life seems strong. Shalom, or peace. And I love Israel and their people. Viewer.
Kind-hearted Paul and friend, thank you so much for your supportive comments. It was wonderful to be able to spend time with the gentle and compassionate Binder family. May God bless all people with everlasting peace and plentitude.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you be ever more graced with a gentle heart and loving spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Continuing reunification talks. Greek and Turkish Cypriot leaders Dimitris Christofias and Diavish Erolu, respectively, meet to discuss governance and power sharing, as well as the island's natural resources.
Upon the invitation of Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi, Pakistani Foreign Minister Hina Rabbani Kaur arrives in Beijing for a meeting to enhance the two countries' cordial relations through dialogue and further cooperation across a variety of sectors.
A new memorial designed by Chinese sculptor Lei Yixin, honoring renowned American civil rights activist Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., is unveiled in Washington, D.C., USA, inspired by a quote, Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech.
Philippine Finance Undersecretary Gil Beltran announces the country's plans to increase taxes on tobacco and liquor in an effort to minimize consumption of the harmful products, with the extra funds going toward universal health care for the less fortunate.
Latin American news agency Prensa Latina reports on Venezuela's Romulo Gallegos Center for Latin American Studies hosting of a week-long event displaying Uruguayan art with craft shows, lectures, and films that celebrate the two countries' friendship ties.
60 years young, Pat's Gallant Charette of Maine, USA, becomes the most senior American woman ever to swim across the English Channel as she successfully completes the 21-mile journey from Dover, England, to the shore of France in less than 16 hours.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.